Hey, what's up, Rochester? This is Roland Williams, Super Bowl champion and fan of all things DKX. And you riding with Jazzy T.
What's going on? We got Roland Williams on the line right now, just in time for the Super Bowl. How you feeling, champ?
It's the most exciting weekend of the year, unfortunately, out here in Los Angeles. It's a little cloud with Kobe passing, but hopefully the Super Bowl will be something to get everybody's spirits back going.
Right, definitely. So we're going to keep the spirits up. It's your girl, Jazzy T, Rochester's best ride home. And I have a special guest just walked into the studio. Andre Marcel is here.
Hey, Ro, what's up?
What's up, man?
Man, you sound like you in the bed. I thought you were in the office.
I am in office.
What's up, big dog? Big Ro. Hey, you want to get him on FaceTime or you want to get him on? Is that sounds clear, though.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah.
Y'all can do FaceTime, whatever makes y'all feel good.
Well, because it sometimes sounds a little better. First of all, I need to know who you picking for the Super Bowl, whether or not we're going to continue this conversation.
Uh-oh.
Man, I said, okay, well, I play, the Rams are in the NFC West.
That's what I figured.
So you got to, I got to stay loyal to the conference. However, I really wish Andy Reid would win one. Well, I wish he would. You know, he's came so close so many times.
Okay, you wish him the best. So that basically means you're picking the 49ers. And were you running for politics? You getting ready to run for office out there or something? Or what?
You know, I just can't vote for everybody. Shoot, I'm not in it.
Well, I only want the facts coming from somebody that I know has not only played in the Super Bowl, been in the Super Bowl, but won a Super Bowl. Am I not telling the truth?
Check.
There we go, Big Ro. And wait a minute, there's one other check. Isn't that the first team that went from dead last to first?
Check.
Hey!
Okay.
The offense, defense, and special teams as a collective, okay, is what makes the 49ers so impressive, all right? So, gotta go with the better team overall.
And who's that big dude they got running the ball for the 49ers and nobody can stop?
He's that big dude. Ain't yeah. that so?
He reminds me of Jim Brown. He runs over people.
That is something, man. That's crazy, right? All right, so yeah, so let me know when y'all ready to record something. Let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go, man.
Yes.
Cause that dude, I ain't never seen a grown-ass man run over grown-ass men like he does.
Yep, he was, and what's his name? He was, you know, they threw him in the garbage a couple times, you know, for different teams, you know?
Really?
That's what makes it so interesting. Yeah, you know, it's like, that's what makes it such a beautiful thing when you see a guy that they pass over, he get go from team to team, and you know, he home.
All right, I'll be out in L.A. soon. I want to see for myself.
Man, I had to shut it down, man. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
I just don't want to see you step on another thorn, all right?
Ro Williams on the line right now. I mean, Rochester's own went to Syracuse and, of course, won that Super Bowl. So, for me, as a casual, you know, football fan, I'll just go ahead and say it. You know, I watch it because my husband watches it, you know. It's interesting because I'm looking at this Super Bowl. I look at the 49ers, and I was heartbroken when my boy Stevie Johnson left the Buffalo Bills and went up to the 49ers. So it's kind of like I was a fan of them just because he was on the team. And now you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and Sammy Watkins and my boy Shady McCoy, now they up there in Kansas City along with two of the local reporters that I used to work with at Channel 10. They all in Kansas City now.
You got to be impressed with what the Chiefs have done. They've been so consistent. That's the thing that I respect on the offensive side of the ball. But the reason why you got to pay close attention is because that defense is a little bit sketchy, and that's something that the 49ers are going to look to capitalize on.
Okay, so do you think that Mahomes is as good as he looks?
I love Mahomes. I think the young kid has a bright future in the NFL. I love how the Kansas City Chiefs, they remind me of a poor man's greatest show on turf back in the day. We played with the Rams. but I love the speed. I just love the tight end. I think offensively, the Chiefs bring the noise.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, offensively, the 49ers, they can run it, they can throw it, They also have a tight end. And I can't wait to see the game. Can't wait to see it.
All right, so what is your official prediction?
When you look at the game, the big picture, football is a team game. Super Bowls are won by teams. And when you look at offense, defense, and special teams, the 49ers are a better team, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with the 49ers. Close game. It's going to be a close game. But I got to go with the 49ers.
All right. What's the score? What you got?
I got 42-38.
42-38. All right. I'm marking it down. It's going in the books. Whoa. Are you married or do you have a woman in your life?
I don't. I'm single. I'm a proud father of three boys and doing my best to live my best life. So if you know anybody, I'm open.
Okay, what you got planned for Sunday? I know you're having a Super Bowl party.
No, actually, I'm going to be with my sons. We're going to have a father and son Super Bowl party. Normally, I fly back to Rochester to be with my dad, but this year, I got to be with my son. So we're going to all make our own dish. Okay, we all got a plan to make our own dish, and we're going to eat, laugh, and watch football.
Ah, that's perfect. Now, on that, I mean, because you got your sons with you. They appreciate the game. Do either one of them play?
All three of my sons love football. My oldest plays right now for his high school. My middle son, he plays on the middle school team. And my nine-year-old, he cheers for all of them.
Nice. Nice. All right, so help me out here because we got a lot of people listening in the Rochester area, and they might have to go to a Super Bowl party and bring their wife or bring their girlfriend. So what advice can you give us females of the do's and don'ts for Super Bowl Sunday?
Word. I'm going to keep it 100. Okay, so the first thing you got to do is please try to be on time. Please try to be nice and early this particular Sunday. When you want to enjoy the Super Bowl, you want to enjoy not just the game, but if you're really loving it, you want to enjoy the pregame, the commentary, the back and forth, the smack talking. These are some of the things that fellas like to enjoy. So if you want to be a good woman, please first just be ready extra early for Super Bowl Sunday.
Ooh, I like that one. So this is the one event that you don't want to show up fashionably late to.
Nah, and if you late while he ready to go, it already creates an uncomfortable environment and you're killing the buzz. Secondly, there's another one. Don't ask him to do no favors or nothing during the game. Not during the game.
Rochester, I told you.
Don't ask him to do nothing. Don't do that during the game. Don't have him need you to go get one more thing right quick, go to Wegmans, get you something. You know what I mean? Just don't do that during the game. You want to have a heart-to-heart conversation, something that's been on your mind. Don't do that during the game.
See, ladies, I told you last week was the weekend to get all your little honey-do list done because he's going to want that list to be completed so that this weekend he can just relax and watch the game.
That's it.
Well, one thing we can do is be early. The other thing to not do, ask our man to do something during the game, to be distracting. That's basically what you're saying. Don't be a distraction. So on that note,
absolutely.
How do you feel about a woman asking about the game during the game?
Don't do that. That's part of the distraction. You see, what I'm going to say on the flip side of it, if I want to be real, I like that you asked me to be real now. I'm in the office. I'm trying not to be too... Okay, I'm in Los Angeles right now. Okay, let me... you also want to be a help to them for their viewing pleasure.
For their viewing pleasure? What? This is a PG show, Ro. Hold up now.
Okay, no. So when you're watching the game and you're enjoying the game, that's the time when you want to come bring them a drink or something. You might want to bring the plate to them. You might want to keep the snacks overflowing. You know, that's a good time for you to gain brownie points. You see, brownie points go both ways in healthy relationships.
Aha. Okay. Right?
So here's a great opportunity to show that you're a rider on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Nice. Keep the snacks overflowing, Ro says. Overflowing. not just coming. Make sure that that chip bowl is like falling out into the guac.
Y'all tripping. I hope y'all get having a good time with this. Y'all are funny.
But of course. Now, is this a good time for me as the woman to try out a new recipe, or do you just kind of want the old trusted, you know, snack plate that you know is going to be good?
It's a big game. You don't want to take no chances. You want to show up with your best, bring your best foot forward on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. A lot of women spend a lot of time, you know, on designing. So, you know, they'll get the 49ers plates or the Chiefs cups and the napkins and this and that. Is that just a waste of money, or does that help create the ambiance?
I think it really does help create the vibe. But the only catch is, if that's not your team, don't do all of that. If it's not your team, don't do all of it by team. You got to stick to the general decorations, you know, just football in general, you know,
right?
NFL in general,
right?
You know,
stuff I can find at the dollar store.
I'm just saying that don't have the Super Bowl party that if the 49ers and the Chiefs playing and you got all your Eagle stuff out. You know, that's just not.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have your Rams stuff out though.
That's a no. I'm gonna go ahead and honor the game, and we're gonna have football, a celebration of football in this game.
Celebration of
and
football.
The Rams will be there next year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you heard it here first. I like that. So if any casual football fans are going to Super Bowl parties, what's three things that we should understand, basic understanding of the game, so that we're not asking annoying questions?
First off, listen to the announcers. They usually do a good job of telling the story. And so sometimes by just listening to the game or listening to the announcer, a lot of those questions are going to get answered. Right? So don't expect your significant other, because it can be a woman who loves football and a guy doesn't.
Right.
It can go both ways. Don't wait till the Super Bowl to ask too many questions. Just enjoy the game.
Okay, so I got a couple. So we have a Super Bowl champion on the line, Roland Williams, right now. So let me see if I got this right. So when a team makes a touchdown, they get 6 points, but sometimes it's 7 points. So
every time they score, they get 6 points if it's a touchdown. Then after that, they have the option to go for one or two.
Go for one or two extra points.
It's an extra point. Yep, you get your six for scoring.
Okay.
But you don't get no extra sauce with that. You got to decide whether you want to go with, you know, fries or the salad. You know, you got to choose.
Okay.
One or 2 points afterwards. You can try four. You don't guarantee to get them, but you get to try for one or two.
Okay, so is it like basketball where, like, if you go from the three-point line, that's when you get 3 points, but if you're a little bit closer to the basket, you get 2 points? Is that, like, depending on where you kick it from?
So, sort of-ish, you know, you can kick it or try to run it in. You know, they move the ball to different places, sort of. But that's nuance. You know, that's what Google's made for.
Okay.
You know, they got Google for that. So that's the next thing I was going to recommend. If you don't get the answer, your question answered by the announcer or by watching the TV, that's when you pull out your phone and use Google for good.
But that's not as fun, though. We just want to have a conversation. We just want to ask questions just to be talking. Because, you know, some people just need to be the center of attention. I love the fact that you're calling in from L.A. right now and getting ready for the Super Bowl with your sons there in L.A., creating your own dish. What are you going to make?
I've been playing around with a few different options right now. I'm on this plant-based diet, so I'm thinking about, like, this delicious kind of, like, buffalo cauliflower wings, like a tribute to upstate New York.
Okay.
But plant-based, okay, buffalo cauliflower wings. I don't know.
So you're going to get a bunch of cauliflower, and then you're going to dump it in some hot sauce.
I got the boss sauce, so I got that. I got some country sweet sauce still here. You know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna trick it out, but...
Well, then that's not Buffalo, then. That's Rochester, baby.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Upstate New York. Buffalo, make a little batch of buffalo. That's the French Red Hot. Then over here on the other side is the Rochester one. Mm. Merge them together. I said upstate.
Nice. I like how you're doing it. I like how you're kind of marrying it together. But you know...
Three piles.
Yeah. Cauliflower wings, though. Like, I don't understand how that works. Like, it looks like a wing, but it's made out of cauliflower?
It's the deliciousness of God's goodness without the cholesterol. Okay, without all the cholesterol, all the... Okay, anyway, that's a whole nother situation. So, anyway, buffalo cauliflower wings. Yes.
See, I'm going to use Google for that. I'm going to figure out what the heck that's supposed to mean, because you offer me some wings, you know, I'm expecting like a bone in there. You know, I'm expecting to tear some flesh off of a bone. I'm not thinking about a flower.
I like how you got me in my office. So I'm in my office, right? You know, I'm trying to, you know, be a leader and be very formal. Y'all got me tripping in the office. They walking by listening to me saying, "What is he wilding about?" This is hilarious.
So what do you do?
I got my face on now. Y'all making me break my face.
What's your life after football? What are you doing in LA?
Actually, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a philanthropist. So I actually own a few businesses, and one of them we're actually getting ready to launch soon. I had a company and we were actually on Shark Tank last year.
Really? That's my favorite show. Yeah, that me and my girls love that show.
Absolutely. And so coming up soon, we're going to be launching a new extension of the company that was on Shark Tank. So a lot of exciting stuff. I'm still working on it, still in the laboratory working. Also, I'm getting into real estate and just staying passionate. But I love the Champion Academy is my passion project. And that's a mentoring program in Rochester. And doing that, being a father, and getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Roland Williams, Super Bowl champion with the Rams back in the day, getting ready to relive some of them good old times vicariously through the Chiefs and the 49ers this weekend. You got the 49ers. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Chiefs, and then we'll reconvene and see who got to buy the other one a drink.
That's what's up.
That's what it is. Hey, I appreciate you taking out the time, man. I'll let you go ahead and get back to work. Thank you for all the good work that you are doing here in Rochester with the Champion Academy. And we look forward to hearing more about this this business you got going on. If I was to Google Shark Tank and your name, what is the business that you were promoting there?
We were doing, actually, the company was doing a product for the men's jacket called the Pocket Square Holder. And so exciting stuff. It's good. I love you, DKX. It's a Super Bowl. You're at a Super Bowl station of Rochester. And so that's how we do.